on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political analyst believes Floyd Shivambu's days in the Umkhonto weSizwe party may be numbered. In a fiery press conference yesterday, Shivambu insisted he's still a member of the MKP, despite his reassignment to Parliament after being removed as the Secretary General. The shake-up came after his trip to Malawi to visit wanted fugitive pastor Shepherd Bushiri. Shivambu now says he'll launch a nationwide consultation process on whether to start his own political party. But analyst Zakhele Ndlovu believes Shivambu may need to consider options outside of politics.
I don't see him remaining in the MK party. Chances are he's on his way out. Saying that President Zuma is a kind man, yet at the same time you say he's gullible, that's almost an insult.
Another analyst, Dr. Lubna Nadvi, says it doesn't make sense for Shivambu to remain in the MKP while planning on starting his own party.
So Shivambu is trying to remain in the space so that he still has a political home and maybe only leave when he has a new structure. So perhaps a new political space which he is in control of is something that would suit him better.
Meanwhile, MK MP Sihle Ngubane says it's up to the party's national high command to deal with Shivambu. He was speaking to SABC News.
They must sit with one another and try and see how do they work together. As he has emphasized that he still regards President Zuma in high esteem and he respects him. We really appreciate that to the member of MK, like he is saying, and to say that he's not going anywhere.
In the Eastern Cape, Acting Premier Mlungisi Mvogo says officials must use monies meant to help communities affected by recent floods prudently.
This tragedy should not and will not be used as a get-rich-quick scheme. Any funds dedicated to it will be used prudently to help our people rebuild our lives.
It follows reports of threats against non-profit organization Gift of the Givers this week, allegedly by a water tanker mafia. The humanitarian group has been on the ground assisting government in search and relief operations. More than 90 people died and thousands more were left displaced. The provincial government has estimated the floods will cost the province around 4 billion rand. Staying in the Eastern Cape, police are investigating murder cases after five bodies were discovered on the R345 near Crossroads outside Pedi. The charred remains were found in a damaged car. Provincial SAP spokesperson Nobuntu Kantana says the victims were burnt beyond recognition and the vehicle itself was severely damaged.
The SAPS Vehicle Crime Investigation Unit has been activated to establish the ownership and registration details of the vehicle. The motive for this attack remains unknown and forms a critical part of the ongoing investigation. The case has been transferred to the Serious Violent Crime Investigation Unit for further investigation.
And finally, back home, KZN Social Development says a collaborative effort is needed to prevent drug abuse among the youth. The department was in Umzumbe on the KZN South Coast yesterday to host an outreach event in collaboration with the Provincial Substance Abuse Forum. MEC Mbali Shinga says all municipalities need to have substance abuse forums.
Whereas they have the scourge of drugs and substance abuse is very rife. So we mainly came here to encourage them and support them that they must launch the forum.
Durban and Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.